It is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. This is the North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Recreation, Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. We will get started. We would like to acknowledge a new member here today, Rachel Conway. Thank you. We're glad to have you.
Yes, glad to be here.
And also an exiting member that will be here for the last time, Nola, as well. Thank you for all of your work. How many years have you been here? Three?
I think we started in 2013.
Yes.
Six?
I didn't start as a member of the board, but I started as a citizen, just a citizen.
Helping with the race.
And then
she came every week.
Thank
every
you.
Week. I think when you actually became a member is when.
But it was the first time that I missed a meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Weir. Thank, thank you for all that you've done. Okay, I am preparing a report to take to the City Council, and I want to be sure that I have. Great. Yes, I saw that. I want to be sure that I have accurate information for your volunteer hours, and I don't have those papers as far as I can find them any longer. Do you have your own papers?
I have my own.
Great. Do you have it totaled out?
Yeah.
I will just take it then. Do you have this paper? Do you remember?
You gave me one at one point, but
yes.
I have.
And then it
went
somewhere. Could you estimate what?
Can I get that to you?
Totally. Okay. You can email it to me, no problem, but just a total number. And pretty sure you're going to underestimate, so don't be generous.
I was going to say, like,
don't
I
cut
might
yourself
have
short.
Underestimated on some of those.
You for sure underestimated.
I was just trying to think of like the meetings and the events that I was part of, but.
Pretty sure this is really underestimated.
That was
might
quick.
Edit that a little bit. Hi, Ryan. Okay, so email, if you don't have this, I'm just going over volunteer hours for the report to send to City Council.
Excellent.
So could you quantify the hours you've spent just for this board and do an estimation for that? I have my papers, but I don't have those papers anymore. They've got passed out.
They've been
not returned in some version. So it looked like this, remember?
When he gets mad.
Yes, I do remember that. I bet I could. It's hard for me to think that way because I always just think of like...
Right.
What I'm doing or where I'm going.
Just a loose, I mean, you don't have to do it off the top of your head.
Okay.
Think it through and send it to me and then.
Okay. And what months do you want? November, December?
The whole year.
Okay.
I don't have this form at all. Do you have this in your files?
For no.
Yours?
But you've lost my form. I probably took it
I,
and I probably
yeah,
took it
I think
to like fill it out and then it's probably disappeared in the ether. But I
just so you know, that happened to 100% of everyone, so don't.
Okay. I bet I can recreate it. I apologize. I don't know if you said. I got stuck at a train for 25 minutes.
I did say
minutes.
That.
It was going back and forth, and I was going to die.
Wow.
So I apologize.
Oh, that.
No, I saw them earlier.
It's really sad.
Did you see David? He's stuck behind the same train.
Is he stuck behind the same train? It. And the worst is they usually... The other arms
Bruce.
Usually come down right when that one's done, and the next slow train comes through. So often you get stuck by two.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
All right, I will be making a primer about... No, I did find them. No, that was mine.
I'll just send you my hours, though. I'll think through. Oh, I did make an estimate.
No, look. Found mine. That's it. Okay. Okay, so send an estimation to me. Also, for these two, that event description that you did for your events,
mm-hmm.
if you'll send a digital copy to me,
sure.
and my email is my whole stinking name, so you can just go to Sally's and copy it, but it's elisavanlingeveld@gmail, the whole thing.
With a D on the end.
Has a D on the end.
Because I have both.
Have you done that?
Mm-hmm. So I just do it to both because I'm like, I don't remember which one she told me.
The long one. That's,
okay.
That's
now,
the thing,
now
too.
Now I remember.
Okay. Check and check. Let's review our meeting dates then for 2019. Today, January 22nd, February 26th, March 26th, April 23rd, May 28th, June 25th, July 23rd. That, I think, is a question mark before the holiday, if that's where we want to be. It's a Tuesday night, so the 24th is on a Wednesday, but we might choose to move that one. August 27th, September 24th, October 22nd, November 26th, and then no meeting in December. November 26th, I think we should probably move that one, too.
Look at May, because May might be with the day right after Memorial Day.
May is the day right after, the Tuesday right after Memorial Day?
Yeah.
All right, is that one that we would want to move?
I don't have any plans.
We don't ever go anywhere for Memorial Day, so it's not a problem for me.
No, I was just bringing it up in case anybody needed it.
Does that create a conflict for you, David, John, Sally, Ryan?
The 26th is after Thanksgiving, I think.
It is after? Oh, is there early Thanksgiving next year?
It's the 21st is Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's keep, I think, can we keep then November 26th? Or are we well into Christmas by then and nobody wants, okay, we keep that one? Sound good to
Wait,
you?
Wait, Thanksgiving is not the 28th this year?
Oh, is it the 4th Thursday?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the 28th.
Okay, so Tuesday before Thanksgiving?
That's a rough week. A week before, though.
What we had done last year
do the 12th.
Was 2 weeks before, so that doesn't intersect with
that's right.
With city council.
Yeah. So November 12th, and then July 23rd.
The 24th is a work day for me anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I will be gone, Beth.
Ryan?
I'd be able to make it the, or I can do the 9th. Either is fine for me.
That'll be it, right at the 9th is right after the festivals.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do the 9th.
Okay.
And then we can follow up on the festivals and that there's a little bit of a lull right there until we start Second Sunday Concert Series.
Yeah, that's true. So the 9th in July?
The 9th. So yeah, July 9th, November 12th. Okay, now let's go over these events for next year, review the dates and confirm or complain. Kite Festival. May 11th, and that is the set date, and then Rachel is actually going to take over as chair of that event, which is great.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh, and Ryan, this is Rachel Conway. Are you familiar with
no.
Rachel? She just got appointed
Yay.
To our committee. Rachel Conway was also our graphic designer.
Oh, perfect.
On the posters that we've been using.
Yay.
So
this
there's
is perfect.
A skill set we would love and a coordination that will be very helpful. All right, Liberty Fest 5K on June 29th. We will have a new chair of that event. This is Nola's last meeting with us as well.
Official.
She's
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
My last official. Yeah, I got a phone call from one of the guys here from the city.
Ken.
And I
to be reappointed.
And I just he's gonna let Stan know that he needs to bring somebody in.
So
but this yeah
I was confused. Because
they were resetting everybody to January.
Okay.
Because I think everything has gotten kind of a little convoluted.
Yes.
With untimely leavings and things like that. So everything is reset to January. So this is my last official meeting. I'll still be here to help with the 5K.
Okay.
I'm not going to just say, here, go have at it.
Nope.
Go have it. But yeah, I'm still here and available for that. And there's a possibility that I will be out of town for the actual date of the 5K. But everything should be set and good to go for that date with me still being around before that.
Well, thank you for your endless years of service. And I was very confused at city council last week. Stan came up to me. He's like, hey, I'm looking for an appointment. If you know anybody. And I thought, I don't understand what you're looking for. Like, but he said it like his passing as he was walking by. And I'm like, are you thinking of something else? Because I was like, that's not what I'm thinking. But that makes more sense.
Okay. But yeah, because I was going to actually ask at this meeting, what was my... He goes, well, it's because we're resetting everybody to January.
They did the same thing for the Planning Commission last year. They reset everybody's appointments to January just to make it really clean and easy to manage, because otherwise it was very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Noah's been on this board for 6 years, but been participating with them.
That's awesome.
Now, are you still going to come to any of the meetings? Because the client...
Include
her
in the emails for now.
Include me
in the
emails.
Okay.
Right, yeah. I mean, as we get closer to the 5K, then, you know, I'll come and kind of do a short little blurb kind of thing.
Okay,
you.
I sure will, Ben.
All right, the Liberty Fest is July 2nd, and Alan Simonson is in charge of that. He will not sit as a member of the board, just a committee chair for that. Sunset Concert Series will vary. Manuel will set the dates for those. NSL Reads, September 25th. So that is one we should consider. Our meeting is to September 24th. And then that event is September 25th, and I guess we should ask Naomi if that seems like it's too close. That's two events in the same week, too, for this group. Would you like to move that one forward? Any votes? All right.
What was the other event?
You may want to ask her because she may have made contact with...
No, don't change the date of the event. Change the date of our meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The only other thing would be if we needed to do anything for the event, but we shouldn't.
Right.
That almost makes
That's
sense to move that one forward.
That's not been how she's done it in the past.
Yeah, to move it to the
8th. Really wanted. Okay, let's do that. So September 8th as well.
For our meeting?
For our meeting. Okay. Leave the event the same day.
October's
Saturday.
The same way. Do
oh,
you want
sorry.
To move October or not?
Second Tuesday.
The 10th.
Okay. October is the same way with the event.
So the meeting would be the 22nd. The event's the 26th. Is there any value in moving it or not? I mean, June's the same way. I don't know if we need to move
June
them all. Back-to-back days are rough.
So I don't, yeah.
I think you should leave October the same and
okay.
just move September.
Okay, great. Then done. Okay, and then Sarah is still on board to chair the Halloween 3K. All right, I would like to propose an additional event that I want to talk about with this group. That I'm calling a trail series. And the idea is that it would run through the summer, so June, July, and August, maybe May. Probably this year we'd just do June, July, and August, and pick one Saturday morning in the month and highlight some trail in the cities, like Wild Rose Trail, Legacy Trail. And then what this committee would do is just bring some balloons and donuts and water bottles and just be there and let people see the event. The real goal for that is to highlight what trails are available and to really hit that on like social media and our other marketing venues so people can just see the kind of scope of the trails that we have. And I think it's a low output for work from this committee that could maybe have some good PR benefit.
Focusing on the
what do
the
you guys
trails
what are your
part of the
mm-hmm. We don't do pretty much anything with that. What do you think, Manuel?
I like it. Yeah. And like you said, it doesn't sound like it'd be too much of a lift for anyone, I hope, right?
I like it.
You're on board?
Did you say one Saturday a month? Or
one Saturday
a
month.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Like
three
did
of the
have
whole
that many?
Summer. No.
Okay,
so I will chair that then and run with that for the summer. So we'll add that.
So 3 months?
Let's just start with 3 months, and we could maybe do like a May and September as if this becomes something that's popular, but let's just
start
small
yeah.
and see.
So June, July, August is what you're thinking.
Yeah. David, do you have any opinions or thoughts about that?
Whatever you want to do.
What trails are
you
thinking?
If you get dates, then...
Yes, I want to add them to the calendar for sure.
Is July already too much of a activity month? Should we skip?
That is a good question. And we'll have David hand out these calendars and let's look through it and we'll answer, like, let's just pencil in the dates because it doesn't have to be one in July. It could be two in June and one in August. That's fine. Okay, we were going to talk about a board opening. This board place is no longer open, but now we have a new board opening. So any of you that are familiar, particularly with somebody who has an interest with races and running, consider inviting them to be a part of our board. That is an expertise that we will lose running a race. That would be great if another runner stepped into that to help with that. All right, marketing. This is the topic of our entire meeting today. I want to address the idea of our branding, which is so nice that you're here, and what our vibe is and what we want it to be. I want to talk about our audience, but while we do that, before we jump into that, let's talk about our calendar and go through that, and then we can kind of review what we're doing and back up and do some branding conversations. So David, you want to show us the calendar?
Okay, so just as a precursor to receiving this, I guess, this is just a concept Linda Horrocks and I had come up with, and I just kind of started drawing it down. If nothing else, we thought this is going to be useful for us around the office. But the concept behind it is maybe that we do something like this and then actually put it in the newsletter and people that could put it on their fridge or whatever if they want to keep it. So before you get too critical on it, like, I mean, I got to change some things with the artwork. I just threw, like, some of the dates for, like, the Sunset Concert Series, I just threw things on the calendar so you could get a feel of how it would kind of. But most of the dates, for the most part, should be accurate. It contains like all of the stuff that we're doing here, all the stuff that like Public Works does, like the spring and fall cleanup, the Arbor Day celebration, just when we turn on the water, things like that, things that you guys are involved with, what Public Works is. And then also a lot of just the city events, you know, as you can see on here, just the secondary turnoffs. It's got the dates for council meetings. We tried to add the stuff for like farmers market when splash pad gets turned on. Just kind of the big dates that people usually ask questions about.
I think this is awesome.
I think it's awesome too.
No, this is
so great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, well, you sent me a couple questions. I didn't really reply to you.
That's okay. I knew we'd talk about them here.
No, so just for as far as adding this meeting to that, we already kind of talked about that. That's easy. The one thing I do want to say, I always buy into, like, especially artistically, less is more.
That's actually the point I want to make. I feel like maybe we should take Planning Commission off.
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually it was Sherry that wanted it on there after, because to me, I'm kind of like...
Well, I feel like if they're on there, we should be on there. But if we don't want it to be more cluttered...
I don't care either way. It's not really like...
I don't really feel strong either way. I would like them to be together, but I don't care which decision is made. So what David is talking about is you can see on the second and fourth of each month, it's listed that it's a Planning Commission meeting. But I feel like if that board is on there, our board meetings should also be on there.
Planning Commission meetings, those aren't open to the
they
public.
They are. They're all open.
So they have to be by law.
This meeting is too, technically.
Right. I think that's where the difference is. I don't think we publicize this meeting as like, come one, come all.
No, but that's actually why Sally has to send... They do post it, the agenda out here, and she has to post it online within a certain time frame or
it's
something.
It's a board that, that they post.
So it
like
should
it
be.
Follows
maybe
the
it
Open Meeting Record Act.
Well, I'm not sure we... if people want to come, they're welcome to, but if they don't, I also feel fine about that. The Planning Commission probably feels that way, too. So tell me what you're trying to say, though. You're saying that more people are likely to go to Planning Commission,
yeah.
So maybe keep that on there, but
yeah.
Not necessarily this one?
Yeah. Unless we want to make it feel more of a...
I think it provides a layer of marketing. Like, oh, that group exists.
Yeah.
And look at that, they're meeting every month. Who knew?
That's true.
So so my recommendation is either both or neither, and I can go either way for that.
I'm fine with adding them.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
I think if this is going to be going out to people, I think it should be on there.
You think both? Sorry, David, what were you going to say
That's fine. At the end of the day, to me, I think it wasn't on there because, again, nobody really else is going to ever...
Nah, nobody cares.
So
but
at the end of the day,
oh yeah, I hear you.
If this is something...
About it, then there's
if this is completely selfish, but if it's something I can leave at my house and my wife kind of knows what's going on. don't plan anything for that day.
Ryan, do you have an opinion about that?
Yeah, I think it should be on there.
Okay.
I think
so
that it just helps coordinate with everybody on the city and all of the calendar.
And I think it puts us in the fray of like, we matter too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, easy enough. The other questions, multiple calendars, I think kind of answered that. I think that what they'd like to do, I know there's some of this stuff they're kind of leery of putting the dates out there, and you know, we'll put the disclaimer that like it is on top, everything's subject to change because you don't want upset people if we change a date because we have a problem with the, you know, NSL reads or whatever. But
that one won't change. The only one that I think might is the
concert series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would you recommend handling that? Because they're listed on here on different Sundays.
Well, I just threw.
Well, I guess the first question is when do we want to send this out?
March.
3 weeks ago.
our goal at our
like,
last meeting was to send it in the March newsletter.
If it's March, then I might be able to get some.
Oh, great!
Some ideas down.
Well,
if it's
March,
like next week, then yeah, we won't be able to.
When do you have to have final confirmation for March?
I don't know. I think
we should set a date though.
And one thing that you can do though, even if you haven't booked the exact performers, you could say like, well, it's going to be this day, and who can I find on this day?
Well, and I'd put on here various times, dates, and locations.
Right.
See what's
yeah.
Here. So, I mean,
but to
I
have it on
the
calendar, I think would be extremely helpful.
I think so too.
So.
Yeah, because this is September 22nd, and then October, the 2nd in October, 2nd in November,
right.
And then not doing it in December? Is that what we've normally
well,
done?
We've done August through December.
Yeah,
August.
Just, like I said, I just threw stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, if we
okay,
if
will
we
you
can
send
wait until March,
dates to,
then I can work over the next month
well,
and a half to...
Well, it's for the March newsletter. Do
so
you have
it has
any
to
idea?
Send in February.
I can talk to Linda.
Give me a date, and then I can work as close to that. Let's see what I can line up.
And I would also say it really is okay if these dates change at the end of the year. So, you know, pick and nail them down as best as you can.
I don't think that there's going to be too many people to get upset.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
I mean,
so before the finalized version goes out, make sure that you just connect with those exact ones. Cool. Okay. Were there other questions that you were going to address?
The election idea is good.
Oh, yeah, at the election. Or the
I'll talk to Linda. There's some other stuff that me and her kind of talked about that I hadn't added yet. The Foxborough Neighborhood Fair, I don't know about that kind of stuff.
I think probably not.
I'm not opposed to it, but whatever. The Farmer's Market is on there. That's just done by, it's done in colors. It's like the light blue on Saturdays. We have so many things going on Saturdays. We're kind of just trying to kind of merge all
the right call.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And football dates and stuff, I'm not 100% sure.
I know that the city council canceled, I think like November 5th because of the election, and that's election day instead. They canceled it, and I thought there was one other date that we considered.
It was switched, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't changed this.
Okay, so just check with Linda.
So her and I will get together before, like I said, I haven't touched anything since really mid-December on it.
Let me ask you about the Ute Conference football at Legacy. I guess that's to let people know that that's going on if they're going to go to the park.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a lot? Do you know if there are a lot of North Salt Lake residents that participate in the football? There are. Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That one's huge.
Not in the football world at all. Great. I'm glad to hear.
Stay away. See, for you, the calendar should just say stay away from the park on those days.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So residents will want to know that because.
It's insane.
Okay. I think it looks fantastic. Any other feedback or recommendations or additions?
I love it.
Okay, so David, if you will make those changes and coordinate with Linda and Manuel and
we'll get everything with Linda squared away.
This looks really great. Thank you.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, if it doesn't work for anybody, it'll work for us. So
it'll work for me. I'll be glad to have it.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to bring up this one. So in 2007, this board had just this small handout. 2017. It's a little bit more targeted because it's only the events that this board plans. We had talked previously about having a calendar that can be hung up and kept for the year, or maybe a refrigerator magnet or something smaller. This is a yes for sure for us. So I want to ask the question, do we want to do a second version or only this version for this year? Something like this or something smaller? What do you guys think? The purpose is advertising, reminding people that it's happening.
Honestly, I think to do something separate, even if you don't do a magnet or do something, I mean, just to throw it out there, like, I mean, I tossed around that idea kind of like a little thing a few months ago. I think to do something like that's cake, whether you print it or not or have it made.
And include it with the newsletter?
Yeah.
As its own piece, or is it a portion of the newsletter that's printed right into the paper? Like, is it, because stuffing envelopes for those newsletters might be a big cost. You need it.
Yeah, I don't know. The magnets and stuff aren't bad, but
you would want to have that as a separate piece, because
otherwise wouldn't or would
you would
yeah that's
you would
what
want
I'm
that
thinking.
As a separate
yeah.
piece, because someone will keep that and take it and put it on the
exactly.
fridge. They're not going to keep the whole newsletter.
Yep.
Or cut it out and put it on the fridge.
No, they won't. They will not cut it out.
So is that something we value enough to put money in? Will cost money for us to do that?
I think
it's a good idea.
I agree. I think a fridge magnet with the dates
at the beginning of the season, like. In April
once.
Or May,
yep.
when
Great.
All of our activities start ramping up, we just say, here's what it is.
Okay. Let's review then what goes on there. We have the six topic events that we do, Kite Festival, the race, which we should really fold in everything for Liberty Fest.
Yeah.
That's kind of the tricky part.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, like the Easter egg, we put Easter
weird,
egg on
there's
here.
There's some weird overlap where I think that the same, even though they're not, like even though they're not necessarily this group's, but they are like big city events. I mean, like
Night Out Against Crime,
get in the river.
Yeah. Farmer Day is pretty big deal.
So what is the line?
Yeah.
What
so
we
I don't know
yeah.
Well,
if we just look down this list and you did Easter Arbor Day, okay, festival. I mean, your magnet's gonna be almost your magnet needs to just be this middle insert, but smaller. So it can
and this
go on
is pretty big though for a magnet.
That's really big for a magnet.
So,
it costs a ton.
I think you could cut it in half and side by side it.
Would you want a magnet that big on your fridge?
I wouldn't. No. I would put a small one, but I wouldn't put one that big. Yeah. All right. I'm thinking maybe not for this year. Try the big calendar this year. Maybe we can send this same calendar out multiple times during the year. Like send it out again in June. In September or something.
Is this
yeah.
just the center of the newsletter? Is that
that's
what you're
what
imagining?
We were thinking. My initial design was just a regular sheet of paper, but it's just you're packing too much on to that little space.
So it'll be this size for everyone?
So yeah, it would be this size. We were thinking you could do it so it'd be like the middle part of it.
So you fold it out and then you
so
see it and you turn the newsletter. See the calendar?
So what?
Just yeah.
It's
centerfold.
Okay, so I would not hang this on my fridge because it's so big. So
you.
What is the idea that we think people like
well,
just
could,
put it in their
we could
drawers
do it smaller,
and save it?
And I could show you what it looks like smaller.
If we could
just,
do it smaller, this part is hard to do smaller though. But the calendar pieces can go smaller.
It's tough to read because I initially had done it small, so that's where we came up with a bigger version because the small one is just so compact.
The newsletter goes out every month.
Every other month.
Every other month? So
we talked about
so can you do it quarterly?
Doing like half the year. Because I actually have already got one designed that's months January through June. So it works all right is doing, you know, in two sections as well. But
well, I mean, if it's every other month, then...
I think it's every month. It should be.
Well,
is it every month?
Even
yeah.
more. I mean, you can just have the legend and then the month of... That's coming up in every newsletter.
As a separate insert?
Or just in the newsletter. Or as a separate insert. I'm not sure what
the newsletter, I think, does a good job of highlighting what events are coming up, and then they do their own graphic for that event, which I like that.
Well, then maybe we do a small insert, like a small.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cost would be to do that every month, but.
Is there a part, a consistent part in the newsletter that is just a calendar for what's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
there is
on the front page?
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay, great. Pay more attention to my newsletter. Okay, so there are a couple of decisions to be made. First of all, I feel like the answer then is no on a separate magnet for this year. Is that where am I understanding everyone's opinions there?
Yeah. Maybe right now.
Contest? For now.
Can we bring it up again? In the
sure.
Spring.
Now they
absolutely.
Had handed that out at the egg Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's not a bad idea.
We had quite a few. Feedback on that was
that
good.
Said it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They said, we're glad you handed that out because it's really not that big, and that is something that you could put just somewhere easily to see.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Okay, but have we made a decision then about this one?
And this will be online also?
Yeah, we can. I mean, I could play with it since it's the artwork and stuff is fairly easy. So, like, we wanted to pull just months or. The center stuff, I can do all that kind of stuff pretty quick.
This is just a big PDF. We could post this to the city website.
Yeah, if they want
post it to the Facebook, post it to, you know, all of our stuff, and then I think we should try it as a as the middle of the newsletter.
That's gonna happen.
Okay. Just
that's
because even though we're not gonna post it and put it on your fridge, I think the fact that they see whoa. This is everything the city's providing for me, and here are all these dates. A lot of them are going to enter things in their phones or dates or do something. Like, I think that, and then we can wait and see if we send it out again at a future date.
Or this is all on one side. What if it was created 6 months on one side, 6 months on the other side?
Again, I've already done that. We're split into two pages. That's
oh, I like that idea. And if it was like a regular 8.5 by 11 on flip side, I would keep that all year and save it somewhere and maybe put it on my fridge or something. I don't know.
You should also create a Google Calendar that's public that people can subscribe to.
You mean you should do that? Because I don't know how to do that. Because
I would subscribe to it and then it's just
syncs
up with my
phone. Yes,
syncs
absolutely. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because okay. things change, it would automatically pop.
I'm just barely understanding switch. Google Docs right now.
Yep. Yeah. That way we can, or Linda can manage it, and anytime there's something new, it'll just show up on my phone, and I won't even have to, like...
I subscribe to calendars that will have, like, unique holidays and
yeah.
you know, whatever. You can just
That's
subscribe
a great idea.
To those.
Yep.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
Will you set that up? Okay, so do you have all the information you need about this? Have we answered the questions for this?
Yeah, I think we're good.
You know where... Okay. Okay, so then let's... Now that we've seen the scope of what we're doing this year, let's go back and talk about our branding. And I want to do just a little bit of brainstorming of just words that you hope will describe what this group is. I want to create this year a really active online presence to kind of highlight it's really cool to live in this city. So Manuel is going to run our Facebook page, and Naomi is going to run the Instagram account, and I anticipate you guys will really
yeah.
cross-post a lot of the stuff that you're doing. But I asked, well, before we get to that part, let's brainstorm. Who are we? What is the vibe you want people to get from us? Are we trying to get people to want to live here? Are we outdoorsy folks that are trying to be on the trails? Are we city folks that are trying to write stories? What do you guys think?
Off the top of my head, just like an active community.
I like that. And I like, I don't know what a better word for this, but something like connected or community.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea that people get together
exactly.
that are from around here. Active, connected.
Well, I think of it as North Salt Lake as a place and not just a bedroom community. Like, I don't recreate in Salt Lake and live here. I live here and I recreate here. And so I think it establishes North Salt Lake.
It's a great place to be.
As a great place to be. And I like your whole concept of, like, we're a full community. We're not just a suburb that happens to have a really short commute.
Although that's very attractive.
It's very attractive. Keeps property values high. But it's that we're a place to be as well.
Okay. Do you have any ideas? Did you, aside from working from us, do you ever see anything that comes up from the
I don't, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I never
good
saw
feedback.
Any posters. I never saw, like...
You never saw any posters?
I didn't see anything that I printed. There was one time that I saw at the roundabout over there, and I was like, hey, I did
what
that.
About online?
No.
Really?
Like, I just... And
that's
I'm on the Facebook
feedback.
Page. Like, I've liked
yeah.
the Facebook page. My daughter
the Facebook
goes
page
to Legacy.
To be fair, it's not been...
I think that's one
like,
thing. That's a conversation we should get into tonight, the Facebook. But.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know where it's going. I don't know what they're doing. Are they using it? I don't know. I mean, I'm getting
that's
paid, so that's
know.
Fine. But, like, I just...
So you're not upset, but...
Yeah. But also, I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know where
so
it goes.
We really do not have better outreach.
Yeah.
Quite a bit better.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, we already knew that was a problem, but...
Like, I never saw anything. Like, I would drive by here, and I didn't ever see, like, anything in the... grass or anything, so I'm like,
all right, let's before we move on from the branding question, we have the word active, connected, and it's a great place to be. Is there anything else you want to add to that vibe concept? John, what do you think? Think about North Salt Lake. I just work here.
That's a horrible
town. I just live here. All right, anything, John?
I mean, fun should be part of it, I think.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I want something also, like, artful. Or classy.
Creative. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I like that. Creative. Okay. I'm putting artful because I can't think of anything else. Okay, let's go down to our marketing plan then. We've talked about print. We've talked about our calendar, and that is happening. We already have a good presence in the newsletter. We just need to stay on top of that and make sure we're connected with Linda when we're doing that. And then flyers, so and banners. Let's have this conversation at the same time. You never saw any flyers. And so let's make some choices about if flyers are the means by which we want to try to market, and if so, where, or banners. I like banners, but I know that they're super tedious for Public Works to distribute throughout the city. What do you think, though? Do you think that they're effective? How many banners do you do for Liberty Fest? Do you remember? Was it 11?
No, it's not that many. I don't think it is.
About seven.
I was going to say it was like six or seven.
So what if we had seven locations that were always, we just were swapping out our banners for our events?
That's basically what's starting to happen anyway.
Are you okay with that?
We talked about having official banner locations with like official banner mounting,
like boxes
that like you would like literally replace them instead of like hammering in rebar every time.
Yeah, I like that idea. The tough part of that is honestly though, if it's worth doing that or we're just doing more digital signs where you can just change it.
Yeah.
Because like you guys have seen the splash pad, like we could just change what the sign says and add graphics or whatever, sign out here. So it's kind of, to me, I'm not sure where the value in...
I understand.
Because I'm the one that threw that concept out. I like that for us better, but when you start adding in, I mean, it takes... People don't realize it, but like for us to send our parks guys out, that's a half a day to go just switch
change
out
the
signs. You know, people don't think that, you know, that's the kind of stuff we do all the time. It's just these little things that take up a lot of time. So...
Could
know,
we,
not,
instead of...
I like the idea, I just don't know the application that's the best idea.
There's no way we'll be able to fund digital signs in this year.
No,
and probably
city.
Not...
No,
yeah, it would be
it
a city
cost. It wouldn't
come
from us,
but
I mean, it would be something that the city would look at in
April.
In our budget,
yeah.
In our budget discussion, saying, hey, is that something that we'd want to do?
But even if that got in the budget, it would be starting the fiscal year
in
July, which is... At the back end of our season,
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, for this year, the signs, that's. I think that they're effective, but I mean, I think like I created ones for our spring and fall cleanup, and they're too wordy. Like they worked, but I think that I mean
so
you gotta
have
be really, you gotta be really, really simple on it.
I agree, Nola. That's been Nola's opinion too.
Less words.
We are not, even if it gets in the.
It won't help us this
budget.
Year.
It's not going to help us this year. So what I would like to not just table the entire concept until we potentially could fund it. I also feel like we should try it out to see if it is effective or worthwhile. So then we could justify potentially funding it. So would you be okay if we did those seven locations this year for our... We would just do it for our events. You guys can work it out for Easter egg or in the river or whatever
else
you
want.
Yeah,
that's the other problem, though, is there's competing stuff sometimes.
They can do it. Oh, competing time frames.
Last summer, we had signs up every week for something else between
football,
Polynesian Festival, Bountiful had some stuff up for a while. They were using the same spots. I'm not against that.
Sure.
I'm just saying, just
so let's. What do the rest of you think? Do you think that we should try that in the same seven spots, and then if we need to get bumped from another event, so be it? Or do you think we should?
I think we should try
it this year.
I think we should try it this year, and I think we should. I think we should cut flyers, and the reason I'm thinking this
is because
the I was asking at all the events. Just as people are coming in, you know, hey, thank you for coming. How'd you hear about us? Everybody said newsletter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody said. And so, and then I feel like the flyer locations are dwindling as you know, I feel like people aren't going to a grocery store to look at a flyer anymore. And so it's not a good medium.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like the banner locations and the newsletter and then a digital strategy are our best options.
Okay.
And that way we could cut the printing cost of the one and say, okay, we're going to do some banners. And maybe we say, you know, like I wanted to check on the 5K race. So you're already going to have Liberty Fest probably up. And so we wouldn't have to do a separate banner
for
that.
They already
have
one that's for both.
So really we're saying Kite Festival.
And also the Liberty Fest includes the car show as well, right?
Yeah.
So
it's Kite Festival. It's North Salt Lake Reads.
Uh-huh.
And Halloween 3K.
And concerts. What about concerts?
I think that's where we can... Maybe we treat those on a case by case and say, what do you have up right now? Is there anything else competing? Or
so yours, though, because it's such a variable event, would have to say something like Second Sunday Concert this Sunday, but it wouldn't say any other
exactly.
Information.
It'd be very generic.
So we could do...
We have more time to that. I wonder if we say...
I agree.
Okay, we're gonna do banners for Kite Festival, Reeds, and Halloween. That's three. We're going to consider Second Sunday Concert Series and how we're going to do it. But we're going to have the summer to kind of figure out how it's going, how your crazy summer's been, and what we're going to do. Because really, we're going to do May. And May is going to be put up when you take down your spring cleanup sign. Are you going to do banners for spring cleanup?
Yeah, we have those.
So when you go to take down your spring cleanup banner, you set up our banner. So the posts are going to stay. You swap out the banners. We have Kite Festival. It's only going to be up for 1 week because it's going to go up when they take down spring cleanup, which is May 3rd through the 5th. So we'll have 1 week of Kite Festival banner.
Great.
Right? And then we don't worry about banners again because they're going to switch out
to Liberty Fest.
So that's not till September.
And then not again until September.
Yep. So we do compete. They do banners. I know they're planning on doing them again this year for... Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market will be over by September, I think.
We leave those out all...
No, not quite.
That'll run, so...
Yeah. Does the Farmer's Market have full-size banners?
They had smaller ones last year, but she's planning on doing bigger ones, I believe. I meet with her next week.
So we could, for when those times compete...
We can still
We could find
up.
Different
that's
locations.
Not that's not an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
okay,
that because
so
if we're
let's
doing
do that,
three
just
and then we're going
to
figure out Sunday
yeah.
concert series if like
yeah, that gives
which
us
one
some
we're
going to
do and
out.
I think it gives us some time and I think printing 7 banners 3 times and then saving on these other things because then we're not doing the Liberty Fest 5K or the car show because we're already advertising that another way.
And do we need to be involved in any of that design work for those advertising, you're just going to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So Alan doesn't have to worry about that, and then whoever is in charge of the
event. And honestly, I mean, the car show, to be honest, I think it's a city event, basically, now.
Yeah, it's part of Liberty Fest.
It's
just being taken
well,
over.
Well, it's the grandeur of it is we're running it already now. I mean, I think, especially with the switchover, I just, it's gotten too big for them. I mean, I don't know how to explain it all.
Have you talked to Alan about next year? Have you already been in touch?
No, we spoke to him a little bit when he introduced me to him and stuff, but that's a conversation that probably needs to happen sooner or later, too. It's just like, hey, man, we want you to help still, but this is, it's really, it's just gotten too big for the cities. The city's on, we do all the road shutdown, we do all the planning with
yeah.
all the stuff, and at this point, it's just the car show's too big, probably.
And what he can really do is get the cars. Like he's connected to
but
the community that.
But even that, I hope I'm not speaking out of place. It's on record, but I think that there's a pretty big problem with how many cars are there now too. It's too many cars for that spot. Like it needs to expand. And so we're going to start our Liberty Fest discussions. Probably he's going to be invited to that, and I think we'll figure it. Because I think
okay.
we've got to start. There's a lot of reach by people that are in the car show and want to start charging because they have kids that were showing up in their 1983, you know, Buick. Which is funny to me, but car guys didn't appreciate it because they didn't eliminate. So I don't know. We got a whole plethora of just stuff coming at us with that. And people, it's awesome because it's huge, but it's probably too big. So some things kind of need to happen.
Okay, so, but you'll contact him and connect with him about
he's
that.
He's going to be invited by Dan Chickets to the Liberty Fest meetings, which I believe we're going to start in a few weeks.
Okay.
So that was a lot.
So should you want me to also contact him and let him know that that's happening and he needs to work with the city, or do you feel like being invited is enough
I'll
for him?
I'll make a note. He'll be
okay.
invited.
Okay. Okay, I agree. So flyers are out. We're going to try the banners. Okay, let's talk about online. So we've got the city website, which needs to include all of our events, which didn't happen last year, which was mostly my fault. So that just needs to be there.
Right.
Let's talk about our Facebook page, and then we'll talk about our Instagram. So,
do we have a separate Parks and Arts website, or is
mm-mm.
it
we have a page within the city, and there's two places where you can find information about Parks and Arts. One is from the board, go straight from the, like, there are boards in the city and there's parks and arts, and then here's our information, and then the other is through events.
Okay.
But I can coordinate getting that online.
And we can control that.
In theory.
Is it? Okay. So that's where I was
yes,
getting at.
Yes, we can.
But what's that process like?
Well, somebody has to figure out how to use it.
Okay.
So I have a login.
That's not okay.
And I didn't
it's
ever
a login and everything.
Figure out how to awesome. Do it. It's not particularly user-friendly. David, do you update the website? It's not user-friendly.
It's
and guess what? I used to be a web designer.
Yeah. No, I...
and I can code.
Yes, I'm saying. It's actually better now.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I gave up trying, 6 months ago. So,
no, it's actually
I don't know
better,
if it's
better now.
Anyway, I will follow through on that and get it on the website. But you are Facebook, so let's talk about your ideas about Facebook.
Sure, so it's a lot of the timeline. One of the things with the Facebook is, and I brought it up before, it's the disconnect between the city page and our page. The city page is the one that we should be marketing to. That's like, since we're not able to market to the people who like the city page, they're not seeing the things
yeah.
that we're trying to promote. If we're able to get, even if it's just an ads manager account for the city page, where we're able to post and advertise our events through the city page, that would make a huge difference in the people that we reach. Because right now we're not able to target the people who like that page, who are the people most likely to engage and come out to the events.
I think it's likely that we would be able to do that. I think Linda coordinates that, but I don't think that she's would be territorial about that.
No, yeah, she's good because, today we'll send out a notice that says, bunch of the garbage cans didn't get picked up yesterday because of the storm, whatever. I mean, she's good to get things out quick, but I would say, as far as social media with that, I think the best way to go about it, you're absolutely right, but I think what you need to do is script it. So,
and calendar
just go through
it,
the calendar, so she's like, okay, on Tuesday the 22nd,
yeah.
I need to post this, and already.
Yeah.
So it's not just posting, I'm talking about promoting, running ad campaigns on the site for our event specifically.
So you have to have the authority to do that.
Yeah, unless she wants to run the campaigns.
But yeah, and I agree, and I'm kind of saying the same thing. I think, though, if you kind of script it, because usually it will with an ad campaign, you're like, because everything's based on reach, so you don't want to do anything more than 8 days before a certain type event, and then you want to do it again 24 hours before the event, because you always think about in marketing where your reach is getting to, and if it's too early,
right.
If it's too late. So I think if we were to sit through and script that out and just give it to her, she's awesome with stuff like that.
Okay. I think you need to just have a meeting with her
yeah.
and sit down and talk it through
okay.
and plan out the first one for the Kite Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-say, hey, a week before, let's schedule a time. I'm going to come. We're going to talk through the ad. We're going to talk through what we need to run. And
I would even say meet with her as soon as you can
yeah.
and
yes.
say, we want to start using this, and this is how we want to start using it. We would prefer to have you specifically have access. It's not the
okay.
whole board. It's
right.
just you, because that's your assignment on the board. If you give me this access, then I can run these campaigns. If the city's uncomfortable with giving me this access, we can give you the content of those campaigns, and here's what it looks like. And I think it's a great idea to make it look like you recognize the amount of work that I would be doing,
right,
and
right.
so you don't want to take this on, I'm guessing. But maybe there are some guidelines or requirements of keeping
right.
whoever
yeah,
has access
look,
tighter.
See, even me, so say I put together an ad for the Christmas tree pickup. It still has to be approved. I don't just put something on without approval. That's how they want it.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
So when you put it on, you have access, and then does it just hold there until they click and say, oh yeah, go ahead and do that?
Yeah, she can make
that's
it
easy
so
though.
Maybe
that.
I mean,
you can do
that.
That's easy.
Yeah.
So will you meet with her?
Yeah.
And but the I think the first question is, can I have
right.
the authorization to do this? And then if not, then here's what we want to do. And then you'll give her that calendaring and
yeah.
the comp.
I think that'll be a big, because again, the reach, I'm not able to reach the people who like the page. That's
yeah.
the most frustrating thing, because I don't have access to those
yeah.
contacts.
Also,
it might be 11 events, because it might be more than that, depending on how many trail series you're going to do
and
how
many
games,
Sundays
and how many
concerts.
Second Sundays.
Exactly.
Because if you're going to do
14 or 15,
if you're going to do if you're going to do the race, and then you're going to do the other three events, the three here, and then 4 Second Sunday series, maybe
three,
5.
Four, five.
If you're going to do August,
5. Yeah.
So you might have 12 events.
Right.
To do, and so to coordinate all those and to do them, it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, I'll chat with her then.
I also think it would be helpful if they was posted on the North Salt Lake site, hey, here's our Parks and Arts board, go follow their page as well, and do some of those throughout the year where they just highlight, they've done it before, where they just highlight that our, we have the page as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could get more access.
So along those lines, can we have like a microsite or landing pages for our events that aren't, that don't live on NorthSaltLake.org, whatever?
We haven't had approval to do that previously, and there were some, they didn't want us to have our own web page, was what the previous decision was. Just a landing page? Maybe. That's a question that you could ask them to.
Because like if like for the Kite Festival,
I love that idea.
If we have like a flyer.
Such a good idea.
Because I was thinking when we were talking about the banners, the concert series varies, but if we get a domain that's just like nslconcerts.com or something, where it's just one page and we can advertise that in the banner, people go to it and it'll have the information for the next concert.
That's a great idea. We ask it, Linda. And
sure, that's a question for her too then.
Yeah, and if she doesn't know the answer to that, she'll be the one that would track it down. I think that's a great idea. And then it does give us some control of changing the content. But I don't know, Ryan, are you familiar with any city requirements that would prevent us from doing that?
No, not per se,
okay.
But
like it wouldn't be the city page. But maybe we
directing.
Link from the city page, be like, for more information on the events,
yeah.
Go to this.
I think it's a great idea. So go with the recommendation that this is what we want to do.
Right.
Can we do
exactly.
it?
On that too, I mean, didn't the master choir kind of do
mm-hmm.
something like that?
Yeah,
they have their own webpage,
true.
Actually.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But they've kind of just like, we didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
And I think it's
okay. Well, I wonder if they want their stuff on this too. I didn't think about that.
Oh, that is a great question.
They're going to have their two concerts.
Yeah, I just sent through a message asking about those dates. I can help coordinate that.
I think I have
Bryce. I just sent him a message at the beginning of my speaking, asking him about those
things. Yeah, if he has those dates, you might as well.
I think, yeah. Yeah, we should just actually include those concerts as part of the series.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I like that. Just as one of them, and then have it be
even
in the series.
Even like, I think the most successful concerts have been the ones where the community is involved. And since
mm-hmm.
their choir members are from the community, they bring their families to come watch. Whereas, like, the guitar concert wasn't very successful, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of the performers were from the community. So no one really...
That's an interesting observation.
...cared about it as much.
Well, is that a change that we want to only... I mean... really only get groups from the city then?
I don't think that it's exclusively. I think it's just more vetted or thought through more
mm-hmm.
For who we bring in from outside. But one of the initiatives that I do want to do is have more city involvement. And I don't know if today's the meeting to talk about it, but like having like a city talent showcase.
Oh, I love that.
Where we can have kids and people from the city who want to share talent come in and audition for it, and then we have one of the second Sunday concerts be the showcase of North Salt Lake City talent.
Do it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
North Salt Lake's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then do it.
Do it.
You can have like the mayor.
I think
be
that
the
sounds
judge
fantastic. Just pick a
yeah.
month you want to do that and
mayor
make it happen.
Mayor should be Simon Cowell. And
yeah.
Make it.
Also, I think for the December concert, especially if there aren't people that are local to here. It might just be busy. That might be a month that you
yeah,
decide
true.
Not to do a concert because
yeah.
people's Decembers are busy anyway. And so either just drop December or you can
yeah.
start in July. July's pretty busy.
Yeah.
I probably would not start in July.
But,
but
I mean, to the original point, I can coordinate with the chorus, the choir,
yeah.
Brett, to make sure that we include them as part of what we're promoting.
Thank you.
So.
Okay, so you will meet with Linda and talk about access to run ads, a landing page for each event. And then as I see it, for your Facebook coordination, you'll be posting largely events and ads. That's largely what will be there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that fitting with the Instagram account, which I see as being more lifestyle focused? Would you post just whatever is on Instagram and also put it on the Facebook page and vice versa? How do you see that?
I think it'll be a mix, probably a hybrid, depending on what she's posting on Instagram. I am curious to hear what she was thinking.
She, okay. She said she emailed. Oh, so sorry, I can't make it. let me see if I can. So, say what you were going to say, but I'll see if I can pull up what she said.
Another Google idea that I had was for us to have a drive, a folder, that we can just upload the pictures we take of events, because that's the content that we'll want to share on social media.
A shared...
yeah.
For this group only, so they're not public photos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll become public. Anything you throw in there would potentially be posted or shared or modified. Mm-hmm. Like, I always take 20 pictures or so, and then I just like post it to my Facebook and say, hey, I'm at this event, this is what's going on.
But if we...
I could load those to the drive.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be easy.
And then either myself or Naomi can use that as like content.
Okay,
share.
So you're saying a shared Google Drive where we can all access photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Upload and
be super easy.
Photos. Yeah.
Will you set that up? Oh, you've got a lot of assignments, Manuel.
I'm writing them down.
Drive. Also, this year I would like to hire the same photographer to come to all the events. So NSL Reads does a great job of having a fantastic photographer who takes some really great photos. The other events are kind of hit and miss. I don't know though. NSL Reads spends a chunk of their budget on that. It's $100 to $200. And if we did that across all of our events, then we're talking like $1,000 range.
Am I doing a discount though?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I want all of this.
Yeah.
I don't want it, you know, could you work with me? I don't know who it is, but they might, or they might not.
Yeah, who's the photographer?
I don't know who it is, but it's been the same one for the last 3 years. It was somebody that Lori knew.
Knew.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they would to set up to all of them.
I'll ask about.
That was the one thing that that I thought was really interesting on here was this video idea. What was your idea on that? Because I've been thinking about
posting live videos of the events, even if they're just short clips of like, here's what it looks like right now, and posting it on the Facebook page, and then you could have those potentially for ads for later as well.
Were you thinking more of like professional video?
That was something I was wondering. And I don't.
I wasn't thinking.
Oh, well, I was just.
But
wondering,
I'd love
like,
to hear this idea.
Like with who North Salt Lake City is, like, we have an amazing golf course. We have a short commute. We have beautiful sunsets. We have, you know, fantastic trails. We have fantastic events. We have all these things, and basically, like, I'm just thinking like a 2 minute video,
like a promotional video
that basically just says like, you know, shows all these little things happening, and someone's doing a golf swing, and you know, there's an Easter egg dash, and there's all these things. But in order to do that, this person has to get usable footage.
Exactly.
At all of these things.
So we're working on basically the same exact thing for Liberty Fest right now.
Okay.
It's probably more of an issue just getting. We have some cool drone footage of that event, and some pretty good pictures with the photography, with a lot of that stuff, but. Like I like doing video editing, so I'm going to be doing just like a 2 minute quick, like kind of a commercial type thing for it. We haven't got too much into it yet, but I mean, to do something like that's easy, like on the video editing side of it, and we put together something pretty professional pretty easily.
You think it's easy.
But the hard part's actually getting the footage.
Okay.
So if there's pictures available, even just the still photos work pretty good. Because what you do, you use, it's called Ken Burns effect, where like they zoom in and zoom out of pictures and stuff, and you can make it. But usually when you're trying to do like a promotional type video, you just want to click everything kind of quick pictures anyway. So
maybe that's the idea I'm thinking of, because I was thinking if we have the photographer come to all the events this year, and then we take all the event and all these photos, the best ones, and you make like a minute video that then we can share on Facebook for the start of the 2020 season that says, hey, North Salt Lake City events are starting up again. You know, like, do you want to be a part of your community? And they see this video that's showing the race and showing the car show and showing the reads and showing the kids laughing and showing, you know, like all these things happening. And it's just something that
that I think is shareable content that would connect with our community, that I think it helps build who we are. And if we're already having the photographer go and we just say, hey, we're gonna use still footage and we're gonna just combine them into a little video, maybe that's essentially just part of the contract and we say, hey, come to all these events and then we get all the footage, or we get all the shots, and then we just put something together for the
Yeah, he'll give us all the photos. That was always part of the arrangement. But it
honestly, like video of that stuff, stuff I've done like that before, it's great, even if, because most of the clips, like you said, if it's somebody just swinging a golf club, it's just 1 second. Everything's quick. So a lot of stuff, if you guys have stuff on your phones, just two kids running on the race, you don't want these things to be long. Other people's.
No, attention span's nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay, so I think the shared Google Drive will be the foundation of how that can happen moving forward.
Like I said, if you guys can get the footage for that stuff, I'm happy to do it. That
really we could try that out this
Thank
year.
Thank you.
See how that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll just upload everything we have and see what comes out the other end.
Yeah, upload the professional photos, and between everything, we'll figure it out.
And you know, we could look at our November meeting and decide that we want to hire somebody
exactly.
to create a promotional video and say, this is all of our content, and show us what you got in January, and
yeah.
we can review it. So I like that idea a lot. Thank you. Okay. So for Instagram, what Naomi said was she wants there to be consistency. So she wants to have a plan of what is being scheduled on both Instagram and Facebook. For example, she says Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then extra posts when an event is getting closer.
Does the city have an Instagram account?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And we have our own as well.
Right. I'm wondering, just like the separation, if that's a barrier for us.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because we're asking people to like two pages instead of one.
I mean, I didn't know that you had your own.
No, not very many.
And not that it's like
we actually haven't advertised it at all,
like,
but I can tell you how many people
but
follow it. It's like
I think the reason why is that the city one has such a technical update
right.
where it's mm-hmm. like city council's canceled. Oh, this is happening. Oh, garbage is not going on. Like it has such like a technical
yeah, okay.
thing. But I agree that it makes sense because Linda will frequently share like other cities' posts when there's like. You know, neighborhood watch things or something, like send them out. And so it might, I wonder if it's a, hey, we post something and then it gets shared through the main city page.
But
I don't know if that has the same effect.
But again, like why would they like our page? Like, so then why do we have our own Instagram and Facebook if it's just going through the
if
city
it's just
page?
Going through the same group?
Yeah.
I kind of see what Ryan is saying, like, I see that our Instagram, at least, not so much the Facebook, because the Facebook feels informational and marketing, more marketing-based, but the Instagram, I feel like, is more lifestyle-based. That the North Salt Lake Instagram page is more informational, and that Parks and Arts, and what I'd like it to be, and what it has kind of developed into, is more lifestyle, like, this is a cool place
right.
to live, and we talked about posting pictures of, like, the public works guys, and what they're doing, and mowing the lawns, and just, like, snapshots into the city that are, I think, paint a picture of what it's like to live here and what we do, but it's not the technical version
right.
that the city.
Maybe Instagram, yeah, that might be
it also
different.
Gives us more control. So it's fewer
well,
people
yeah,
have to
I,
buy
I
into.
Agree with the control, and I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. I probably mentioned this before. Does anybody else follow that, like, Faces of New York?
Oh, yeah.
Page? And it's, like, so interesting to read the stories
of
these,
Humans
like,
of New York?
Yeah,
Humans of New York,
yeah.
I always say Faces, because it's just, like, a picture.
Yep.
And I know that, like, mimicry is the greatest form of flattery, but like I just an idea of like that would be the lifestyle, right? Like here's an everyday citizen, here's somebody that came to an event, here's their story, here's something like which is not something that would just go on the normal city page unless that's what Linda wants or like the direction that the city wants.
Yeah,
that'd be
that's an
like,
idea
that,
what
that,
could like be
like,
on the
that's like lifestyle
calendar.
Of North Salt Lake, right?
So but largely, I don't see the Facebook and the Instagram being just a replica of each other, because I see Facebook being more marketing and ads
right.
for events. But if I don't know, so you have a lot more expertise here.
I'm
what
just
is your
like,
idea?
The value that the Facebook page is adding is very minimal when the city page is sharing everything that the parks page shares. Like, there's that's literally. A duplicate
right.
page.
So that I
going
just
from the Parks and Arts to the city, not the city to the Parks and Arts, but they share everything that we post. So why don't they
so
just
post why don't they just post it in the first place?
Yeah.
So that's a question
yeah.
that you could ask Linda.
Yeah.
And if it is determined that it is better for us to not have our own page and to just post through
yeah.
the city page,
that's what I'm leaning
that's
for.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to start from scratch when it's already being done on the city page.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
If the
control comes into
yeah,
the
that's
question.
The question. If the conversation starts heading that direction, just make sure you have some guidelines of like, what is it you need from us to make this happen? I think that has slowed things down sometimes in the past when people didn't know who to ask or who to talk to
right.
or where to get things approved and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
I'm,
a great
I'm
question.
Being redundant, but that's where I think it just needs to be just basically created in advance. This is what was released on May 2nd.
Yeah.
This is what, because then she's got approval in advance, the artwork's done in advance, everything's ready to go and approved, and then it's just...
Yeah, I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah.
Because they're not gonna have a problem with most of the things
exactly.
done.
They share it anyway.
And they just
yeah.
want to look at it, because I mean, they even made a mistake with the newsletter last month and posted the wrong picture, so I mean, they're actually just trying to...
Yeah, I think that's...
To make sure everything's okay, spelling's right.
That might be the way to go, because... We should, I mean, the hope is that we have the marketing lined up for all these events.
Yeah.
Well
in advance.
Mm-hmm. So we should be able to just share it with her. And I think we let off the Parks and Arts Facebook page.
I support that entirely. If
yeah.
we can get the
it's
same goal, achieve the same goal in
exactly.
that way, I think that's a great idea. Well, you have full authority there to
okay,
decide
I'll talk
what you think
Linda.
Works best and,
yeah.
and then just come back and report and let us know how
cool.
it worked out. Thank you.
And do we have an email list?
No,
that
is the question that I wanted to ask about. In my limited expertise in digital marketing, email lists seem to be really impactful. Would you agree
absolutely,
with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
So we don't have an email list. Is that something that we value trying to build? NSL Reads has its own email list, and I know the city has people can subscribe into. Does it create a list, or it's just an opt-in for emails?
It's like an automatic email generator when they create an event. In like the website,
oh,
I think
like
they tag
update.
It as like which groups
oh, yeah,
should be
fine.
Notified. And
is that something? Can we use the city's email list for our events?
I think only for who opted in for
those types of.
So we'd have to build
types
it
of things.
From scratch, basically. Unless I mean, there's some people
that
opted
there's something
in.
That opted
nobody's
in
been
for
working
general,
on that for at least
okay.
the 2 years
like
I've been
text,
here.
There's like the text thing, right? I got in trouble for not subscribing.
There's
no.
the text thing.
Like, you get
yeah.
a
text.
That's
you subscribe in, then you can get the notifications. But I'm like, that's I don't know.
That's
this,
interesting
this is
too.
Me
text.
Just being the bitter guy at the end of the table right now. Like, I hate my stuff in emails. Dealy, I don't read a lot of that stuff. And I don't know. I don't need a text message. Another text message for something. I think.
Well, it is one more bit of work for us to do.
Yeah.
So we could decide if it's not value.
I think your value is in the city's. Facebook, the cities, Twitter, the cities.
Yep. Exactly.
So should we?
Already got subscribers.
Well, should we opt not to build an email list?
Our own.
One goal that I would have about an email list is all of us are in charge of some event,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that feels daunting to be in charge of the whole event by yourself. And if what I would love to see is that the person that sits on this board is the chair. Of a group that is in charge of that event. And so I feel like the email list would help us build a core group of people who care about these events instead of just blast it out to anyone in the city who might raise their hand and be like, okay, I'll help. Instead, it's a group of, I like what that group does and I'm aware of what they do and I might want to get involved so that we draw from them.
So we occasionally post in the newsletter and on Facebook and things saying, hey, we have an opening on the North Salt Lake board. And then they interview 4 people and they nominate one to be on the board. So, but there's always like 2 or 3 extra people that didn't get nominated, right? That said, hey, I want to be involved.
For Parks and Arts?
Yeah. That
oh.
I want to be involved, I want to do something, and maybe we you know,
build
change
that
and just build the support group saying, hey, instead of just wanting to be on the board, we could say specifically like, North Salt Lake Parks and Arts is looking for help to like put on amazing events in the community, and then instead of trying to build an email list,
we try to build like a volunteer list.
Yeah.
That's
so it would be a list of emails though, right?
Yeah, it would be a list of emails.
That's how we would connect with
information. Yeah, we connect with them and say, hey, these are volunteers, people willing to help, people willing to come. Because right now our volunteers are essentially the youth council.
Or our friends.
Yeah.
Whatever
friends
you can recruit
friends and family
for yourself, my husband.
Yeah,
that's
your friends and family get to come and run your event, right? And I wonder there's
okay, so we're saying yes to an email list for now.
Yeah.
Okay. So one way for us to generate that email list would be an opt-in sign up for your email on a landing page for each event. Is that something that we can...
There's that, and I'm sure we can run a campaign on Facebook, too. I feel like that's...
So let's have that as our goal, and then just that might be on Facebook, and then might be on that landing page, and we'll wait to see what is decided on those things. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about that isn't actually on here is our logo. While we have a great graphic designer, we can revisit this work that David did that was really good. I've already talked to Rachel about the concept of going through and having an adaptation for each of these. But the question is, do we want to stick with the one we've been utilizing, which I'm not even sure I have a version of it. It was this one. This is the one that we're using on Facebook and on Instagram.
Okay.
Or do we want to ask Rachel to redesign? Do we want to redesign our logo right now, or do we want to stick with what we've had? Kind of tabled that decision without ever really coming back to it for you, David. Sorry about that.
Do whatever you want. I know they're because the thing that I didn't really, I don't know, they want the sunset stuff involved.
I love that.
They want the city of North Salt Lake on it somewhere.
So the only feedback when we did talk about this last time, this was the favorite. The only feedback was the fonts. Right? That's what I remember.
Let me see. Can you?
Sorry. This is the one that we have been using. So the only feedback was to alter the fonts, and you had said, like, oh, yeah, there's a million fonts, and that's just what I picked. So I like that. Mm-hmm. If we even want to stay just with the instruction of start with this and then work on some fonts. And
okay.
And then you were just saying add in City of North Salt Lake?
Yeah.
NSL?
Add in the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Add on there so it's associated, so it's not completely...
The logo, right? Every time I've done something there.
No.
He's saying actually the text.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they want the text and they want the sunset involved.
Well, if we use this, is that sufficient?
That is the
sunset. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not saying that we have to like pick up this whole logo and put it on there.
For designing it, that's the
direction.
Stuff that
they
told me. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, well, I think just... Start with this and then just change mostly the font.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should only have one logo for everything.
I agree.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I was going for is one main logo. I was just playing with a different color and icon for each event.
Right.
And Rachel's actually done that, like for the Halloween 3K, there's like sunburst with the Frankenstein running in it and so that's perfect. Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. Public Works update. David, do you have stuff for us?
A couple things. Just so this is kind of probably a little bit premature on this, but this has been taking forever. This is the brochure that I've been working on forever, and we finally kind of got some stuff back from the GIS guys that were putting together the maps. So this is the map that... It's still not complete, but maybe you guys can turn your two cents. There's two different maps, one for parks and one for trails, that would go in that brochure. I didn't bring the brochure. You guys have seen kind of before you signed up.
It's the same.
Is it?
Different.
These are different. Yes.
They're different. One's parks and one's trails. So I haven't even really looked at it super close yet. No, I don't know. TJ had surgery, so he hasn't responded to the GIS guy or anything yet. He's on it, so. I don't know. Some of you guys don't need to sit and analyze really necessarily right now, but you can take home and check it out.
So this, last time we talked, you were saying there was an app or something that this was going to get uploaded for Davis County?
Yeah, so we want to make it on the website and stuff, so it's going to be a usable map, too. And that's what the GIS, that's why it's taking so long. That and just our GIS guys have been...
This is cool.
So, but this is the print version of what we put in the brochure that I've shown you guys before. That's kind of half designed and half done.
What is the time frame for the brochure? Or what's
I wanted it done like a year ago, but we're just kind of waiting. We've kind of been going back and forth on the design and stuff with Tom or GIS.
Okay. Well, this is cool.
So the other thing, the mayor, based on this letter, I think we're a little bit late to the party, but he wanted us to ask this group, Ryan can probably speak to this maybe even better than I can, the Golden Spike is holding the 150th anniversary thing this year. So they're asking cities to kind of get involved if they want to on that. I don't know.
Does the mayor want us to be involved?
Is this two separate things or the same?
No, I think
it's the same.
Okay.
Sorry.
You had a lot.
Yeah.
So Davis County isn't even listed on here.
I know. That was the first thing I noticed too.
So,
so I think a lot of the events are already planned and booked. So like I said.
Oh, so it would be generating a new event.
If we want to do anything in collaboration with this, what's going on.
So the mayor talked to me about this and said, hey, do we want to do something? Do we not? So my feeling was that that our citizens in North Salt Lake actually hate trains. Like, whenever I talk to anybody about trains, they're like, boy, I hate trains. Can you get rid of all trains? Like, and it's funny because you talk to Stan, and Stan loves the history and how trains were really big and making us important and bringing industry and things. But every citizen I ever talked to is just like, I hate trains. Get rid of all the trains. Get me a bridge. Get rid of trains.
I was 25 minutes late to this meeting.
Yeah, I was too. So
I agree with that.
So
it's also May 10th to the 12th. And that is a Friday to Sunday, and the Saturday is the Kite Festival.
Yeah, so I just think
we could do something at the Kite Festival if we wanted.
I think we could announce that.
I think it's odd that Davis County isn't in this.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And it's kind of, again, I think we got the information kind of late because you can see all these other things that are already going on.
But then so did everyone else in Davis County. That's weird. So if we do anything, I think it should be partnered with the Kite Festival. And I think you're right. People in North LA do not love trains.
Oh. I think we're not a train-loving county.
Don't be late to the event. Right?
Yeah.
You know what might be cool, though, is if we asked one of the, I don't know if this would fit exactly, like one of the refineries, if they wanted to do some public outreach, and then we can invite them to the Kite Festival for that commemoration and say, hey, this is the commemoration. If you would like to do some public outreach, you can come to this event with us. What do you think about that? They could have like a booth at the Kite Festival or something. You've been in touch with them. Do you think they seem at all interested in something like that? They don't seem to be.
No.
That's what I would guess. That's what I would have guessed.
I think you're right.
What I would have guessed.
I think so.
Okay, so as a group then we are electing to opt out of commemorating.
Liking trains.
Okay.
Okay, so then I want to talk with, I think next month, I'd like a chunk of time. We've got kind of that money tucked away. We should spend it.
Yes, the February meeting is budget and annual report.
Perfect.
That's the whole
okay.
topic.
That's good. Plus, TJ will be back. He had surgery. That's his excuse for not being here tonight. But so I'd like to kind of get that kind of started, moving the wheels on that. And then the last thing I just wanted to bring up was, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Tour of Utah is actually...
Yes.
It's not just coming through. It's actually a...
They're finishing a stage here.
Yeah, so it's a
huge deal.
Oh, it is on here. Good.
It's awesome.
So I have it on the calendar. They haven't officially... They've announced us as a host city. They haven't announced where it's going to be. We're not supposed to say where it's going to be.
Is it at Eaglewood? Because you already put it on here.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say where this is going to be because they're going to announce it later. So, but
It's announced that it's coming but through North Salt Lake.
Yeah, they've already announced that.
It's not just through, though. It's finishing.
They're finishing a stage here.
So it's actually
a big deal.
There's, it's probably, they're estimating that we'll have 20,000 people.
Nice.
Which is pretty close to the fireworks, but it's going to be shutting down basically the city for that whole day. So for us, it's huge.
Right, absolutely.
And, but I think for the city and just for the promotion of it, it's gonna be a big deal because you can get a lot of people that are amped up and excited about it, and people that are gonna be pretty. People will like it, and you get a lot of people. It's gonna be very, very, very inconvenient for, especially the way the route's going through the city, and that amount of people. So the good and the bad of it, mostly good, but yeah.
Now, is it ending the whole tour or just the day?
That stage.
Oh, that stage.
But then, so we're looking at. I've got a few ideas for. They have to shut down the area that is not to be discussed yet. But
for that whole day.
Actually, the night before. So,
okay.
I think we want to maybe get some food trucks. We'll maybe even do a little event the night before, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna have a shutdown. Already, so
that's
anyway,
awesome.
There'll be a lot more coming out with that. So,
okay.
Not that it necessarily is part of what you guys do, but it's gonna be a big deal. I might, you know, ask for a little help with maybe promotion and stuff too. So,
well, they came through last year,
yeah.
And all the feedback was that North Salt Lake was an amazing point along it, and I think that's why. Where the end of the stage is because it was so amazing.
Yeah, we were very well organized that day, and we had because we actually as the city we shut down all of the stops and helped with everything. But again, now with it being the stopping point, it's gonna be big because like that same shutdown during fireworks, you know, it's a few hours. This is gonna be basically almost a 24-hour period of shutdown. So. It's gonna have an impact on traffic, and it's gonna have an impact on people moving around and parking and a lot of things. So, but it'll be cool.
That is cool.
It's televised worldwide, and we went to a meeting 2 weeks ago, and they showed us all these numbers of how many people watch it. And so it's gonna be good. It's gonna help put us on the map, I guess, as far as
that's great.
The city, so.
All right. Anything else then? Public Works. So next time for February, we will talk about budget, and then we're also going to talk about the annual report that we're submitting from this group. You had said last time that you create an annual report from Public Works that has a layout that works out really well.
Well,
and I was thinking I was going to replicate that layout.
We were going to combine it, right?
Yeah. Because then it falls under my budget, which is what I'm taking care of anyway. I personally think, and you guys, if you want to do your own separate thing, what I do is I was supposed to send you a copy of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, if you'll send me a copy.
Okay, I didn't do that, sorry. So I have a page, or pages for like each department.
Perfect.
And I think that it would just be good to add you guys.
Perfect, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. So will you just send it to me so that I can flesh it out, and then I will have it for that meeting. All right, Ryan, City Council, any updates?
Yes, so first, we already talked about it, but we moved all the appointments to a yearly basis, changing in January. So congratulations, been reappointed. Thank you for all of your service. Then the other thing I wanted to do was, we kind of talked about this in November, but I think we need a chair and a vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't picked our vice chair.
I think it should be chair and chair-elect.
Oh, chair and chair-elect. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then chair-elect will naturally take over chair.
Yes.
And move.
Yes.
And we haven't done that yet.
No.
And so I think maybe for our next meeting, we just need to either pick it and go, or we need to pick it, or however this is going to happen. But I think we want to do that.
I agree.
Right away. Excellent. Okay. And then lastly, the mayor had a contact with a hospital in Salt Lake Hospital that wanted to do some sort of public outreach for public health. And he's like, oh, well, this is you guys. I never view ourselves as public health. I always view ourselves as like arts and trails. But then again, we're active and we're doing things.
We're public outreach.
So I don't necessarily know of a shoe-in that says like,
what is it
oh,
they want to do? Like a health fair?
I'm not sure. And so I'm just looking for feedback from you guys. So my thought would be something like a booth at the Kite Festival or a booth at one of the events we already do, and just saying
That's easy.
Do your outreach. You know, there's going to be a large number of people at the Kite Festival that has the dance groups and the martial artists and all these other things that are happening at the Kite Festival. And so I thought that was a natural fit, where it's not as natural fit for maybe any of the other events. Maybe at the Halloween 3K, I thought was also, like, you could have something. But anyhow, any thoughts or feedback, I could reach out to them.
I think that's fine.
Just
it's fine. Any concerns?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me ask a question, though, about booths. We had talked at our last meeting about the goal as a board to help support local businesses. I think the Kite Festival is a good fit for a booth like a hospital could do. Would we be interested for the Kite Festival to open up booths for other local businesses to come and have a booth there if they'd like? What
yeah.
do you think?
I'm open to that.
What do you think?
Yeah. I loved the Kite Festival, how it felt so integrated with the community because
yeah.
of the dance group, because of the martial artist,
yeah.
of like what was happening. And I know that like I feel like that's a really great time to showcase businesses in North Salt Lake and coordinate. I know that like Bahama Bucks does things for the Easter Egg Dash, and there's a few other businesses that like coordinate somehow.
I will help you.
Okay.
Okay. So you're saying yes?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect event to coordinate in with city businesses.
I'm less interested in it being sales. Like, I'm not interested in, like, Mary Kay and
right.
LuLaRue. I want it to be, like, martial arts, and here's a dance studio, and here's Bahama Bucks. But I don't know how we screen for that.
Public Works, we're looking at doing some stuff like that, maybe with water conservation, and just kind of...
Like a community fair.
Yeah, more just to get out there. I did similar things with my previous employer. Worked real well.
You did it as a separate event?
No, just like where we'd set up the booth.
Oh, you ran the booth.
Maybe give out like pamphlets, like CC the water reports, and just talk to people, maybe do prizes or something. So
there might be like city agencies that or departments that would be.
Yeah, like it's something that we've already been talking about doing. It's a good public outreach for us.
Davis County shows up
idea.
At the Night Out Against Crime.
Yeah.
For that and gives out public information. It's like, it's a way, like the Davis County Health Department always shows
mm-hmm.
up and something else. They're always there and they're giving out public information, just an outreach of anybody that wanted to give out public information or be there.
Yeah.
I think that there's lots of opportunities through like the fair
nice.
To like sell things. But just if there was a local business. And maybe this is like for the Instagram or something. Like, the company that makes the nuclear football that they carry around with the president, the
oh.
case that that's carried in
okay.
is made in North Salt Lake, right? Like,
oh.
There's all these cool businesses that are in North Salt Lake that do amazing things, and you're like, this is so cool that that's in North Salt Lake, or, you know, everybody's sprinkler system that uses Orbitz in the Western United States is made in North Salt Lake at the giant Orbitz factory. Like, there's so many things in North
okay.
Salt Lake that are just incredible, but they don't have... necessarily like a community outreach connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not something that they need to drive community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
But North Salt Lake's pretty amazing
you know,
for businesses.
Does the Davis Chamber of Commerce have a North Salt Lake chapter?
I don't think so.
Because that would be a cool thing for them to take on. Or to create.
Yeah.
That Hispanic chamber might be interested in something like that too. That came and spoke to Canada.
Yeah, I was talking about
what
that.
What is that?
So there's a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. For the state of Utah that coordinates with like Hispanic-owned businesses and then works with government agencies to make it easier for Hispanic business owners to pay sales tax and do business and fill out all the forms, especially if they don't speak English. How do you run a business and legally comply? But they want to promote that because that builds stable families and stable communities and was awesome. And he did a good job. And so just kind of coordinating in those ways. I like that Davis County Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So, you know, what
it
about
probably
the
be for us? It'd be like specific events, maybe just coming and bringing in water, or having water available in coolers. It just gives
from your department.
Yeah, because it just gives our guys a good chance to answer questions. I did it, and people would be like, well, where's the water come from? Just simple questions.
Great.
But I like it because we get very few interactions with the public, and most of the interactions we get with the public are negative. Because mm-hmm. the only time they call us is if something's going wrong.
Or so you're cleaning up after them.
Yeah. So that's, with the change that we made to the spring and fall cleanup, that's been such a positive because they actually get positive interactions with our guys. And something like this is another thing I'd like to do. So there's probably a few events that we might target as well, if we, especially if we open up booths.
Okay, great.
The Giant Volleyball Center, mm-hmm. I don't know, can you do a volleyball demonstration? Can you do something? Like, we had the dance group coming and the martial art group that we had last time, and then the giant kite group mm-hmm. that performs.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if they do something. They're just so unique mm-hmm. to have in our city.
And they're kind of a big deal.
They're a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, win national championships all the time.
Yeah.
And then there's the sandbar, the sand mm-hmm. volleyball one. That's also like an interesting community amenity that, you know, this really unique feature that who else has this?
Utah Athletic Center. It's kind of cool because we're getting this kind of cool niche with the sports stuff.
Yeah.
But for the most part, local residents don't intersect with that at all. So they might not even know.
It's a lot of out-of-town people that come with that stuff. But, yeah.
Which is a cool thing. I think we should let
people know. I've dealt with the guys that run Utah Athletic Center. Those guys are really good guys, and they might be interested in outreach. Plus, they have a gym now. But they might be interested in advertising something like that.
That's a good one. Okay. Anything else from City Council? Thank you. All right. Open topics. Anything that you have thought about that we haven't talked about, you get to add this in. When I first joined, I felt like I never knew when I got to talk. And then this is that time. John, do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, I've just been listening over here, so.
Okay. One thing, the only thing for me, I want to add something to the minutes as we move forward, not for today, but a section, or there's two ways that you can do this, but of action items. And so what I'll maybe do is at the end of the agendas, I'll put an action item agenda, and then I'll just go through everything we've talked about that night and say, this is what I see as action items. And then that will be in the notes. And I think sometimes we talk about things and then they kind of fall through. And I just, because we've moved to once a month, which was the right decision, I want us to be doing more work in between our meetings and not all the work in our meetings. So the action items, I think, will help with that. So cool. I'll start doing that. And I'll write down what I saw as action items and send them to you, and then we can maybe add those in. So what I do is a nice fancy star next to something that is an action item. Okay, anything else? Thank you. This was a very productive meeting. I'm sorry it was so late. It's not usually this late.